Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Give strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
Awesome.
Come on, somebody say,
mountains, keep you in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is my strength, you see when I'm born.
Celebrate the arms of God.
Oh. I need you to get on your feet. It's about to go down. Come on, get on your feet. Here we go, y'all.
No matter what I have to do, I need you, Lord.
Come on, put your hand.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, just worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
say that again. I have been touched. Put your hand on your neighbor and say, you have been touched. Put your hand on them and say, you have been touched. Changed. Healed. Say this, totally free from sin. Say that again. Totally free from I have been touched, changed, healed, totally free from sin. Every shackle broke. Now I can live.
Praise God, praise God. We're just giving honor to God tonight. And we just thank God for our life, health, and strength. Once again, we are amongst the living, so we're just praising God for his blessings, giving us another day, giving us another minute, another hour. We just thank you, Lord God, because you're so awesome, so mighty, so wonderful, so amazing, so loving, so kind. And we just thank you so much. Welcome to Blog Talk tonight on this Thursday night. Thank you for being here with us on tonight. We just want to give honor to God on tonight. We want to worship him. We're going to give praises tonight. We just want to worship and do testimonies. We just want to pray for Pastor Flynn as he's traveling back to the States from Kenya, Africa. So he's in need of prayer. He won't be on tonight due to the traveling from there back home. But we just thank God for him finally getting back to the States. So we're going to just continue to keep him in our prayers. Tonight we're just going to just give him the glory, give him the praise. So I will read Jesus Calling, and from there I'll open up lines for anyone who has a praise report, a testimony. And we're just going to enjoy Jesus tonight, if that's okay. We're just going to enjoy Jesus through songs, testimony, prayers, prayer requests. If any of those, if you just press 1, once I'm finished reading the Jesus Calling, just press 1, and we'll get the lines open so that you can just give God the glory. On tonight, December the 9th, Jesus Calling says, be willing to go out on a limb with me. If that is where I am leading you, it is the safest place to be. Your desire to live a risk-free life is a form of unbelief. Your longing to live close to me is at odds with your attempts to minimize risk. You are approaching a crossroads in your journey. In order to follow me wholeheartedly, you must relinquish your tendency to play it safe. Let me lead you step by step through this day. If your primary focus is on me, you can walk along perilous paths without being afraid. Eventually, you will learn to relax and enjoy the adventure of our journey together. As long as you stay close to me, my sovereign presence protects you wherever you go. We have Psalms 23 and 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalms 9 and 10. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. John 12 and 26. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. We thank God for that word on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for just being with us. And you're saying to us, if we be with you, if we stay with you, hallelujah, if we just have a journey and let our journey be with you, then we would be all right. Glory to God. So we want to open up the lines. If you press 1 on your phone, if you want to give God the glory, if you just want to say amen, if you just want to just put your name out in the atmosphere, just press 1. I'll recognize you and I'll open your lines. Testimony, praise report, song, prayer request, press 1. Okay. No one is excited but me tonight. Okay, well, we just thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We're just going to talk about a little bit about God's love tonight and how awesome he is. How many know that God loves us so much? First of all, he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? I just know that God loves me so much. And I'm going to just go personally because I know that God loves me so much that he's done so much for me. He saved me, first of all, when I was out in the well, not in the streets, but I was out there in the clubs and thinking I was big and bad enough to do anything I wanted to do. And God saved me. So therefore, he showed me right then and there how much he loved me just by saving me. God loved me so much that he gave me an awesome husband. He gave me two beautiful children. And I must say that my children have not given me any problems. They're both doing well. So I have to say, God, you really loved me because you entrusted me to be the mother to two amazing young adults. I thank you, Lord God, because you gave me a husband who loves his family, who works hard for his family, but he loves you first. I have a husband that prays for his family, who prays for me when sometimes I couldn't pray for myself. I remember when my mother passed away in a car accident, and I was angry. I was really angry, and I couldn't get a prayer through. I couldn't get my worship on because I was stuck. I was stuck in anger. I was stuck in disbelief. But then, you know, I had a husband who prayed for me when I couldn't pray for myself. So therefore, I'm saying, God, you love me enough to provide that for me. I know God loves me enough that he wakes me up in the morning, and I'm provided with my food and my clothing and, you know, my mouth to say thank you, Lord. He loves me enough that he provides me with all the use of my limbs. And sometimes they may hurt, but I still have them. I still can feel. I thank God because he loves me enough to open my eyes in the morning. And I don't have to wake up with, I don't even have to use an alarm clock. He just wakes me up. And I don't have to have medication to go to sleep. I don't have to have medication to wake up. I thank you, Lord God, because you love me enough. Hallelujah. I thank God because he loves me enough that back in October of last year, I had COVID. But even when I had COVID, I was able to move around. I was able to, you know, do things for myself in the house. I may not, I felt terrible. My breathing may have been short, but my fate wasn't that of others. I didn't have to go to the hospital. I didn't have to get on the ventilator. I didn't have to do the things that some people had to do. I didn't have to, my family didn't have to plan my funeral. Hallelujah. God, you loved me enough that even back in February of this year, when I was in a car accident, that others thought that when they saw my car, they wondered, how did I make it out? And I say, but God, God loved me enough that he saved my life once again. Once again, he did it. And I tell you, God loved me. Who would not serve a God like this? A God that just loves. And even when I don't give God everything that he deserves, he still loves me. Even when I don't read my word like I need to read my word, even when I'm not giving him the time that he deserves, even when I find other things to do besides serving God, watching TV too much, on Facebook, doing this, doing that, and he still loves me. He still loves me. God's love is so awesome and so amazing. God's love is like no other love. When your mother or your father may not show you the love that you deserve or the love that you want, when your children may turn their backs on you, when your spouse may turn his back on you, hallelujah, when your sister or your brother, when your friends may not be, you know, they could stab you in the back and then smile in your face. But God's love, you don't ever have to worry about any of that because regardless, God's love is unconditional. He just loves you regardless. And then do we show God the love that he deserves? Are we loving God the way that he deserves? No matter what, we know God loves us. But can God say the same? Does God know that we love him? Are we proving our love to him? Are we showing him how much we love him? call. Glory to God. I just thank you, Lord, for loving me. I thank God just for showing me daily that he loves me. Even when I don't deserve it, he still loves me. God is a God that won't turn his back on you. He's a healer. He's a provider. Glory to God. I just love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you. Can we just take a moment? I'm going to open up your mics just to let them know that we love him. Hallelujah. Your mics are open. Can we just say, God, hallelujah, we love you. Can we just give God the glory and the honor and the praise? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Your mic. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I saw when he knew them. I saw when he
was. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. You are worthy. But hallelujah of all the praise. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory on the praise on Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. Glory. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Right now, something that you're in need of right now, just call it out and say, whatever it is that you need from God right now, let's start calling it out and let's start receiving it. Thank you, Jesus. If it's healing in your body, hallelujah, if it's a financial blessing, right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now. Hallelujah. It's time for a breakthrough right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. We know that you are doing, Lord God. Lord God, all day, God, and I know that you will not lie. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But this is just for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Just thank you for your love. Hallelujah. We're feeling right. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for restoration. Right, Lord God. I thank you for bringing families back to you. Lord God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Cancer gone. Hallelujah. Diabetes gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. It's gone, hallelujah. Depression is gone, hallelujah. High blood sugar, low blood sugar, hallelujah, it's gone. Hallelujah, drugs, hallelujah. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now if you're just joining us. Put up your mic so that you can give God the glory. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We're calling it out. Whatever that is in your body, joint. We're calling it out tonight. We're circling on the devil. Hallelujah. We're taking back the authority. Whatever it is.
that he stole from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever it is that he took, and we're claiming it back tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you have, hallelujah.
I'm looking at that.
Thank you, Jesus. Because we're just talking about how much God loves
Hallelujah.
We are blessed others in the
mighty name of Jesus, we are favored in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Like,
exactly. Jesus. Hallelujah. These are the things that we are calling out on tonight. This is what we are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our bank accounts are overflowing. Jesus, well, to the Father. Millionaires in the mighty name. Billionaires in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is who you are. Hallelujah. You are what
Everything belongs to you, Lord. You gave man the knowledge to make it, Lord. as though this is your Lord. Bless what I take, Lord. Bless me, Lord, that whatever kind of cough fall upon me, it will not prosper, Lord. I have to let it go away from me, Lord. And I kept praying to God, and I just laid down here. And all of a sudden, I took my blood pressure. My blood pressure was 184 over 87, I think. And the bottom number was 91. I said, oh, God, I don't know what this is, Lord. And I said, that I shall live and not die. By his stripes, I am healed. I just kept praising God, and I realized one thing I know a lot of people know, that believe in God and Jesus, that when you start praising God, things start to move and things start happening. And I always know for myself that there's power in the name of Jesus, because I kept on doing like Sister Marie, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I just kept on doing, just kept calling on his name. And my husband looking at me, you all right? I said, I'm going to be all right. It's going to be just well. It's going to be okay. And I just kept calling on Jesus, kept calling on Jesus. And some kind of way, I just kind of dozed off. But when I woke up, I was feeling a lot better, like nothing ever happened to me. And then I was thinking, I was saying I was okay, because I was feeling okay. And also a big childhood cramp hit me. Oh, and I was screaming and hollering, telling my husband, I said, massage my leg. No, you massage it too hard, it hurt, because if you touch it, it'll just like make it go worse. I said, get the hot water heater. I kept telling him, get everything. He up there getting frustrated. I don't know. I said, just get whatever you can get to first. That'll be okay. Because I know, irritating. But anyway, finally he got the hot water heater, the heating pad, and he put it on my leg. And I started feeling the heat going through whatever was bothering me, and me to making my leg get a child cramp. I said, oh, no, it's going up for the old Lord. Lord, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And if anybody was asleep, I probably woke up and kept calling out and saying, Jesus, help me, God. Please help me. Please help me, God. Please help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. I just started crying and calling at him. And all of a sudden, I was talking to a Sister Jean on the phone. And I said, I'll call you back. And I just started praying to God, calling God, calling the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, it just went away. It just went away like nothing had happened. It looked like I was getting a little kind of like a little knot. And I realized I had some socks on. But the weird thing about it, the socks wasn't tight. But anything that the gills on my leg, even if it's tight or loose, it'll kind of like it sank in my skin and it stopped the circulation. And the rest of it will be big and like it's swollen like a big bump, like a big a bubble or something. And I'm like, I can't really wear socks because it do something to my circulation. And God let me know to take that off. Well, I have got all that I had on here, too. And I didn't know what it was. And then I looked at my leg. It was big. My leg was big and fat and swollen. And the bottom part was little where that sock had on took the circulation out. And I said, oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I didn't see what you showed me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But when all that was gone and gone, I was back to myself. I thank God in the name of Jesus that he got a way of getting my attention, letting me know the things that I forgot to do, that I should do, and he never left me, and he said he wouldn't, as long as I'm abiding in him. So I just thank God for the prayers and everything that we praying for one another like he told us to, and prayers do change the thing. And I just praise God for everybody and everyone in Jesus' holy name.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that testimony tonight. If anyone else has a testimony or praise report, press 1 and I can recognize you. I'll open up your line. Well, all right. Well, if no one else has anything else that they would like to add to or take away from, we just thank you guys. Thank you all for being with us tonight. We thank God for you. We thank God for your family members. We just give God the glory, honor, and praise. We just want to continue this worship throughout this week. Let this be a week of worship, a week of worship. Take the idleness away from your conversations and put worship on your tongue. We thank you, Lord God, that you are going to give us an awesome week. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessings. We thank you, Lord God, for your covering. We thank you, Lord God, that we are covered from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet with your blood, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are blessed going and we are blessed coming. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that this week will be a week of miracles, for blessings for each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord God, and we expect the blessings on this week. I expect to hear testimony after testimony after testimony on next Thursday. I thank you, Lord God, that on next Thursday, Pastor Flint will be back here with us in the States after 3 months of being in Africa. I thank you, Lord God, for his safe return. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and done and going to do in our lives, God. I just praise your name. I praise your name. I praise your name. You are worthy, hallelujah, of the praise. God, we just thank you right now that you'll wake us up each and every day. Hallelujah. With you first on our tongue, with you first on our mind, that we'll just wake up and just go into worship and prayer and praise and reading our word, God. Because I know for a fact that when you start your day off with God, your day will be great. Hallelujah. So expect greatness in your days. Expect greatness in your life. Excellence. We're going to practice excellence. Hallelujah. And we just give you the glory, God. We just thank you, Lord God, because you are magnificent, wonderful, awesome wonder. Hallelujah. We just give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Well, we love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Invite somebody else on the line for next Thursday. And we just thank you. And like I said, make sure this week is a week of wonderful, just a wonderful week for you, that you will do worship, a week of worship. Hallelujah. And let's come back on next Thursday with some testimonies that is going to knock us off our feet. You all be blessed. We love you. We love you. We love you. Have a great week. In Jesus' name, amen.